This is VOA News at VIA Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional inquiry into the January 6th rioting at the U.S. Capitol building. The House voted 229 to 202 in favor of holding him in contempt. A handful of Republican lawmakers voted with the Democratic majority. The citation will now be sent to the federal prosecutor in Washington for presentation to a grand jury for possible indictment of Bannon. If convicted, he could be sentenced to up to a year in prison. But contempt of Congress charges are unusual, and they rarely result in prison time. The House debated the contempt citation for more than an hour before voting. Democrats on the investigative committee argued that Bannon should not be allowed to ignore their subpoena for his testimony about his role in the mayhem at the Capitol and his conversations with President Trump. But one Republican opposed to the contempt citation, Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, contended that the committee members were, quote, abusing their power to put Bannon in prison, and accused the panel of conducting what he called a sham investigation. Vaccine advisors with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention decided Thursday to approve booster shots of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. This comes after the decision last month to approve booster shots for recipients of the Pfizer vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has the final say on accepting or modifying the committee's recommendation. The CDC will also issue guidance on whether people should mix and match vaccines when they get their booster shots or stick with the original version. This is VOA News. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles has resigned. Charles made the announcement hours after a video surfaced on Haitian social media. The video was of Wilson Joseph, the leader of the 400 Mowozo gang. He was threatening Prime Minister Ariel Henry and the police chief during what appeared to be an outdoor funeral. Joseph also threatened to kill the 17 missionaries the gang says they kidnapped on Saturday if his demands are not met. 400 Mowozo, one of Haiti's most violent gangs, kidnapped the 17 missionaries, 16 Americans and a Canadian, and children among the group, while they were visiting an orphanage in Gantier, a town east of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The missionaries are affiliated with Christian Aid Ministries based in Ohio. Their Haitian driver was also kidnapped. The gang is demanding a $1 million ransom for each person. Haitian media report the Inspector General of the National Police will replace Charles as chief. British authorities said Tuesday that a British man has been charged in the fatal stabbing of lawmaker David Amos last week while he was meeting with constituents at a church in Essex. Britain's Crown Prosecution Service said Ali Harbi Ali, a 25-year-old of Somali heritage, has been charged under the Terrorism Act. The death of the longtime lawmaker has stunned Britain and particularly its politicians, who have a tradition of being accessible to their constituents. Amos's murder has sparked high-level conversations about how Britain protects its leaders and deals with domestic extremism. His killing comes 5 years after Labour Party legislator Jo Cox was murdered by a far-right extremist. She was the first British lawmaker to be murdered in nearly three decades. Buckingham Palace said Thursday that Britain's Queen Elizabeth spent a night in the hospital for tests after being forced to cancel a trip to Northern Ireland this week. A statement from the palace said the Queen was following medical advice to rest for a few days and is in good spirits. Britain's Domestic Press Association news agency said the trip to the hospital was unannounced as it was expected to be a short stay. The Press Association also said it was meant to protect the privacy of the 95-year-old monarch. The Queen has been on the throne since 1952. She's Britain's longest-serving monarch. She was said to be back at her desk Thursday afternoon. And Syria's Justice Ministry has executed 24 people after convicting them on terrorism charges for igniting last year's devastating wildfires, leaving three people dead and burning thousands of hectares of forests. That news came from the Syrian Justice Department. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. VOA News.